Yo, what's up, fam? Wiley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk, coming at you live from the trenches of surviving Gen Z life. Ever feel like the world's a giant dumpster fire and you're just trying to find a safe space amidst all the chaos? Like, seriously, between social media pressure, climate anxiety, and that weird vibe in your dorm hallway, it's enough to make you want to crawl under your bed and never come out. But listen up, because I'm about to drop some serious truth bombs on how to build a sanctuary even when it feels like the world is ending. First things first. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and avocado toast, okay? It's about creating boundaries, prioritizing your mental health, and building a space where you can recharge and feel genuinely safe. Think of it like this, fam. Imagine your mind as a precious little plant. You wouldn't just leave it in the middle of a storm, right? You'd give it a cozy pot, some fresh soil, and maybe even a cute little watering can. That's what creating a safe space is all about, nurturing your mental well-being amidst the craziness. Here are 5 game changers that'll help you build that inner oasis. 1. Unplug like it's your job. Seriously, scrolling through Instagram for hours on end is basically digital torture. It's a recipe for comparisonitis and anxiety overload. Set realistic limits on your screen time, fam, and use those precious minutes to actually live your life. Go for a walk, chat with a friend, or binge-watch that show you've been dying to see but maybe not in bed before you sleep, okay? Remember, you have a real life outside the digital world. 2. Ditch the negativity like yesterday's news. This one's tough, I get it. We all have that inner critic who loves to whisper doubt and insecurities in our ears. But listen up, fam. You are not your thoughts. Recognize those negative voices for what they are, just a bunch of noisy gremlins trying to drag you down. Practice self-compassion, challenge those negative thoughts with positive affirmations, and remember that you are worthy of love and happiness, even if those gremlins keep chirping. 3. Find your tribe, fam. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, support your dreams, and make you laugh until your sides hurt. Real talk. Toxic relationships are like digital parasites. They drain your energy and leave you feeling depleted. Invest in genuine connections, build a strong support system, and remember that you're not alone on this crazy journey called life. 4. Make time for things that spark joy. Life is too short to spend it doing things that make you miserable. Identify your passions, hobbies, or activities that bring you a sense of fulfillment and prioritize them in your schedule. Whether it's painting, dancing, playing video games, no judgment here. Or just chilling with a good book, make time for the things that light you up. 5. Move your body, baby. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's a powerful tool for boosting your mood, reducing stress, and improving your overall well-being. Find an activity that you enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, swimming, or even just taking a brisk walk in the park, and make it a regular part of your routine. Trust me, your body and mind will thank you for it. Okay, picture this. You're drowning in assignments, stressed about an upcoming exam, and your social media feed is basically a highlight reel of everyone else's seemingly perfect lives. You start to feel overwhelmed, anxious, and like you just want to hide under your covers and never come out. Sound familiar? This is where that safe space comes in handy. Take a deep breath, remember those 5 key takeaways we just talked about, and start implementing them. Unplug from social media for an hour, put on some calming music, light a scented candle if you're into that kind of thing, and do something that brings you joy. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a hot bath, or just journaling your thoughts and feelings, make time to recharge and reconnect with yourself. So, remember, fam, you are not alone in this crazy world. Creating a safe space for yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. And trust me, once you start prioritizing your well-being, everything else will fall into place. Now go out there and build that sanctuary. DM me with your thoughts, tag the episode on TikTok, or Stitcher with your own real talk. Let's keep this conversation going, because together, we can navigate this chaos one day at a time. And don't forget to follow, rate, and share the podcast. Let's make self-care RX the ultimate Gen Z survival guide.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.